Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For the first time, the Environmental Protection Agency is putting limits on some of the toxic chemicals found in U.S. drinking water. Manufacturers like DuPont and 3M produced PFAS chemicals starting in the 1940s. Companies have used them to make products waterproof or stain-resistant. They're found in everyday items like furniture, clothing, mattress pads, and kitchen pans. And they've become known as forever chemicals because they last so long in the environment.
Well, they can also cause cancers and other health problems in humans. Today, the EPA said it's putting limits on six of these chemicals in drinking water, and it will require every water system in the U.S. to monitor for them. If the chemicals rise above a certain level, the utilities will have to remove them. It won't be easy. The EPA says complying with the rule will cost $1.5 billion a year, but the agency says reducing exposure will save nearly 10,000 lives in the coming decades, and we'll have more in the coming days on these new limits.